I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Today we will be speaking with Jody Stone, the mayor of Stanstead. We'll be talking about a new project aimed at revitalizing a significant cultural landmark in Stanstead, the Border Theater. This historic venue, with roots dating back to 1912, is on the brink of a remarkable transformation thanks to the efforts of local and federal support.
That's it. The original theater was built in 1912 by the Haskell family. It's the same family that built our famous Haskell Library and Opera House. So the theater is in the core of Stanstead, which is basically, for those that know Stanstead, it's the Rock Island area, which is the commercial center of the area, or has historically been the commercial center. And a little bit of history is that the original theater burned down in 1948, and it was rebuilt and served the area until the 1970s. And then it was kind of closed down. And part of the building after that was used for different things, like a florist, etc. And it hasn't been used for anything for quite a few years now.
Mayor Jody Stone goes on to shed light on the contributions of Gabriel Safdie, a businessman from Montreal, who, along with his wife, Ava, has made significant investments in Stanstead.
Well, the idea comes from Gabriel, which is a businessman from Montreal and has been in the area for many, many years with his wife, Ava. One is they've purchased several buildings in the downtown area, including the Border Theater. And Gabriel offers some of these buildings to local organizations to do their activities, including our famous Phelps Help, which helps our youth with their homework and education. So Gabriel started a non-for-profit called the Somme des Aldes Stanstead, and Gabriel actually donated the theater to that nonprofit with the goal of renovating and renewing that theater for the population.
Notably, Gabriel Safdie has donated the building to a nonprofit organization called the Centre d'Art de Stanstead, with the aim of renovating and revitalizing it for the community's enjoyment.
Yeah, well, Gabriel is, he's a local that's been here for many, many years. He's very much into the arts, and he tries to promote arts in many ways. So Gabriel, owned the building, donated it to the Centre des Aldes Stanstead, and he's been pushing very hard to get this project off the ground, to be able to offer a modern theater to be able to house shows for the local population.
The mayor of Stanstead goes on to tell us a little bit more about the federal grant involved in the project.
Just to recap maybe a little bit, the grant is $2.1 million for renovating the building. And the grant also comes with the Green Initiative. So basically the renovation of this building has to keep in mind the environment and to keep it... As environmentally friendly as possible, so that's a great thing, and it's great that the location where this is going to happen will help us revitalize that downtown area.
Now, although the federal grant is a significant amount, there is still more work to do and much local support needed.
Yeah, but he's also going to have to get local support, so he'll be looking at the town to. Possibly donate. He's looking at different levels of government as well. He'll be looking for local donations. He's got some work still to do to go raise the balance of money that needs to be raised. And I think it's close to another $1 million he needs.
So since this theater is a historic building and has been a part of the community for many years, we asked if there were any plans to preserve its heritage, including its distinctive look and feel.
Well, that's it. I believe the goal will be to modernize the exterior of the building to make it more something like Guzhou, you know. But I think the idea is to keep the feel of the inside of the building. And if you've seen some of the photos, it's got like a dome look and feel inside. So it's really round, and they want to preserve that as much as possible. And at the back of the theater, we have the Tomophobia River, and I think they want to make it so that the theater can see and that river at the same time. So it's going to be a mix of both. And I also know Gabriel and Ava enough that they're going to try to honor the space as much as possible. And they'll probably have displays of the history of that theater and, you know, what was there before and where we are today. So, yeah, it should be very interesting to see.
As mentioned by the mayor, this new initiative is poised to further elevate the town's status as a cultural hub. Now let's see how he envisions that this project could shape tourism for Stanstead and its surrounding areas.
Yeah, well, I think it's giving us another offering because we do have the Opera House that's literally a 5-minute walk from this theater. So it gives us two beautiful locations to have shows and theater shows. And so Stanstead can become very much a hub, a center for cultural activity in the area. And being on the Vermont border, it allows us to possibly attract also the American clientele. So yeah, it's really fun for Stanstead to be able to attract this type of clientele, this type of tourism. The other advantage to having this renovation in the core of Rock Island, in the Stanstead Rock Island area, is that it has a lot of beautiful old buildings. Old banks that are currently empty, but are still very beautiful buildings. And hopefully, this project interests other people to come and invest and using these old beautiful buildings to do something and create a unique location in the townships.
Thank you to Mayor Jody Stone for sharing these updates from Stanstead. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.